I tried to discover a little something to make me sweeter. Oh, baby, refrain from breaking my heart. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. That you give me no reason why you're making me work so hard.
That you give me no, that you give me no, that you give me no, that you give me no soul.
Whoa. I hear you calling.
Whoa.
Oh, baby, please give a little respect to me. If I should falter, would you open your arms out to me? We can make love, not war, and live at peace with our hearts. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. What religion or reason could drive a man to forsake his lover?
Don't you tell me no, 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 so.
Whoa. I hear you calling.
Whoa.
Oh, baby, please give a little respect to me.
All right, it's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. This week's recording artist, Kara Matthew. That's the website, karamatthew.com, C-A-R-A, matthew.com. Kara Matthew fell in love with jazz and blues at the age of 14, back when I was listening to Kiss. She was in high school and a chamber choir teacher exposed her to the genre. 3 years later, she won the BC Interior Female Jazz Vocalist of the Year Award. And in 2006, she left Vancouver to pursue her music dream in Toronto. Since then, she has been featured on Entertainment Tonight Canada. She played to sold-out venues nationwide, garnered radio play in countries as diverse as the Netherlands and Japan, and performed at the Burlington Sound of Music Festival on the OLG stage in 2015. So much more to chat about, but instead of me rambling on and on and on, why don't we get Kara to maybe do that. Kara, thank you for coming all the way in from, I don't know, wherever it is on the other side of the Gardner that's closed right now. Can you believe that?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Did you get stuck on it or no? You can't even get on it, so you can't
even
get stuck on
it. So I was on Lakeshore, and just, you got to be in the moment where you are. Even if you're in traffic, you just got to be in the now.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Yes, and breathe. Don't forget to breathe. That's very important. Breathe.
Are you naturally like a laid-back kind of person? Because I've heard, somebody else mentioned this when you left the room, that you're kind of a, you know, pretty laid-back kind of person. And then all of a sudden you sing and this tenacity comes out of you. So do you have a switch? Like, do you snap easily? That's what I really want to know. That's why you're on the show today. Do you snap easily?
You might want to talk to my husband about that. Yeah. One, and he'll give you an honest answer. No, I don't think there's any point in snapping. I think really you have to go with the flow in life. You're going to get a surprise, and that might be a good surprise or a bad surprise, but life is full of surprises, and you have to be ready and accept anything that comes your way, and you can turn even really messy stuff into great stuff. So I don't believe in snapping. I don't think it does any good.
Wow. Live in studio, Doris Day. How long have you been married for?
I have been married for, it'll be 5 years coming up in September.
Tell us the love story. I love love stories. I'm the ugliest lover of love stories you will ever meet in your life.
Well, one of the really important things that I've learned about following your dream, and my dream is music and being around amazing musicians and following this as a path of life. But I realized that when you follow one dream, other dreams that you didn't even realize that you had come up to the surface. So I decided 10 years ago in June to pack up my car and drive across Canada because I was living in Vancouver at the time.
What kind? Did you have like a tree hugging car? Little Vesta? Or, no, what are they? Is a Vesta a tree hugger car?
No, that's not even a car.
What's a Vesta? Yes, it is.
A
Nissan.
Vespa.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
Italian little scooter.
What kind of car did you drive?
So I still have it to this day. It's a Z24 Cavalier.
A Z24? That's a car with some sort of testicular fortitude.
It's a 98, and she's still running. I drove her here today. She's great.
Wow.
I think when you take care of things, they can last a little bit longer.
All right. Sorry, I digressed into what kind of car you were driving. So you're driving across Canada. You packed up everything. You came to Toronto.
Moved to Toronto with nothing but a couple of gigs in the city at Nolan's downtown.
Okay.
And that's where I rolled into town and started playing a couple nights a week, following this dream. And then I went down to Toronto Harbourfront Canoe and Kayaking Center. And it's along the waterfront because I love the water. I love being active. I love being outside.
So BC.
And
where's a kayak?
Literally, he fell from the sky.
What?
He just fell
skydiving?
From the sky. He just dropped. And
was he working at the kayak center?
He was not. He was visiting a girlfriend of mine who was there at the time.
What, did they have a little thing?
Not at that time, no. No, they did not. She was one of my best friends,
okay.
And they had known each other since they were about 10 from canoeing and kayaking.
Okay.
So that's how we met, and literally from that day forward, we were inseparable.
Who made the first move?
He got my number from Jana, my girlfriend.
Oh.
Should I say that online?
Whatever.
Sorry.
There's a million of those kind of names around, so it doesn't matter as long as you don't say your last name. Smith. So how long did you date before the ring came out, the question came out?
So, we were together for 4 years before he asked
me
to marry.
And what was the asking? I want to know the asking. Was it were you at dinner? Were you at Pizza Hut and he snuck the ring in the cheese-filled crust or something? No?
We were at
it's a good idea, by the way, guys, to write that one down.
We were actually almost at the North Pole.
What?
90 degrees north.
Are you kidding me?
He wins. He wins.
Under the midnight sun.
That beats the cheese crust pizza thing.
Really. Just a little
bit. Just a little bit. Hold on. So what were you... Lay it out. Go for it.
So we were on an expedition to the North Pole on a Russian icebreaker.
Of course you were. Yes?
Because how I actually needed to pay for my albums, because I'm self-funding and my own record company, really,
yeah,
with the help of Greg Kavanoff, amazingly enough, that producer. He's been phenomenal.
Is it Kavanaugh or Kavanoff?
I call him Kavanoff, but Kavanoff.
Okay. So call him Greg.
Yeah. So, Greg.
So, you're up there.
I'm up there. I was working for an adventure company to help fund my amazing music career. So, how do you get money to pay for records? I needed another job to help subsidize what I was doing. So I fell in love with a passion of Earth and the Arctic and Antarctica, which are two beautiful gems that we need to keep intact.
Yeah.
So we were up there on a trip from the company that I was working for, Cork Expeditions, and it was absolutely miraculous. So we had just a wonderful, peaceful time. And
he knew. Did you know he was going to pop the question?
I had a feeling, but the funny thing is he didn't have a ring, so he's very unconventional, which
right.
I love. He's
so he used a piece of ice, bored a hole through it? Temporary thing.
Temporary.
Yeah.
It was great. So it was miraculous, the midnight sun, because it was 24 hours of daylight.
Yeah.
It was absolutely beautiful on the bow of the ship, breaking through ice.
Wow, he did a Leonardo DiCaprio?
Did he lean
out over the bow? And
pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And 3 meters of ice, that's how thick the ice is up it. In the Arctic.
That's crazy.
And then right after that, we did a polar plunge into the Arctic Sea. So in the Arctic Ocean, we jumped right in. It was -3 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
And we thought we'd take the plunge together.
That's crazy stuff. What a great... This is why I ask these questions, because I love these kind of stories. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Well, congratulations on that whole thing.
Thank you.
He made my proposal just sound kind of weenie.
Yours is kind of cool.
We're not talking to you, Tim. You don't have a mic. All right, let's do a song, shall we? Because that's kind of why you're here.
That sounds great.
It would be nice if you had some musicians to back you up.
I have two phenomenal musicians.
Come on.
Phenomenal.
Can you bring them into the room?
Yes.
Okay.
They're here. They're set up. They're rearing to go.
Tell me about these gentlemen.
I just wanted to say that, Michael Herring is on upright bass. And it's funny that you brought up the Burlington Sound of Music Festival, because I saw Michael perform there with another amazing singer, and he was on stage with her, and I was watching him, and then I met him a few months later, so it was great.
Okay.
So it was
right.
Wonderful.
So, Michael, to your right, the radio listening audience is left. And then you have someone on keys. This gentleman's name is?
Adrian Ferrugia. And he is a dynamo as well. So I'm just so grateful that they're both here.
Remember Laura Ferrugia?
Oh, yeah. It was Laura.
Are you related to her?
Nope.
Okay, that's the end of that story. Yeah. What's the first song we're going to do, kids?
So the first song is called Every Breath You Take. It's actually a tune on my new album. And my new album is actually dedicated to those who dare to dream, to follow your passion.
Is your new album called Everybody Hurts?
It is actually called Everybody Hurts, yes. Hmm. So this is the last song.
Can I just make you feel even more awkward than you already do?
Ah.
You are stupid photogenic. These pictures are just gorgeous.
Whoever did
this album cover, and wow.
Thank you. That was Matthew Ross Photography, so that's great.
Yeah. All right, so here's a little track from this CD I have in my hands, Kara Matthew. Is it Kara or Kara? How do we say it? What's the proper way of saying your name?
It's Kara.
Thank you.
But if you're British, you can say Kara.
Kara Matthew. Everybody Hurts is the name of the CD, but Every Breath You Take is the track she's about to sing right now. Of course, some of you may know that song from such artists as Sting, Mr. Gordon Sumner.
It's one of my favorites.
All right, folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Kara Matthew.
Every breath you take, and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day, and every word you say, every game you play, every night you stay, I'll be watching you. Oh, can't you see? You belong to me. I'm a poor heartache with every step you take. Every move you make, every vow that you break, every smile you fake, every claim you stake, I'll be watching you. Please.
Watching you, every vow you make, every claim you stake. I'll be watching you, I'll be watching you. Oh, every move you make, I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you, I'll be watching you.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful. Kara Matthew, live on the Drew Marshall Show. You know, you've got the kind of name that is so simple that it could be easily screwed up. Because some people might call you Tara, and they might think it's Matthews. Do you ever get misbilled? Has that ever happened to you at all, getting misbilled?
Quite a lot, actually.
Right?
So it's Matthews with no S.
Thank you.
So, because some people say Matthews, but it's actually a Matthews with a no S, so okay. It becomes Matthew. And I always say to people, like I said to Jan Arden when I ran into her at Casino Rama.
Excuse me, I just have to pick up that name.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Drew.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I actually chased her down to her car. So
nice. Nothing too creepy about that.
She has been one of my idols for a very long time since I've been small. And, you know, she's fantastic. And what ended up happening was I ran into her and... Yeah, I don't even know where I was going with that story. What even happened?
Well, we're talking about your name being misspelled.
Oh, yes. And so she goes, Kara Matthew. I said, yes, Matthew, like the Gospel of Matthew.
Yeah.
That's how you can remember in the Bible, right? Then you don't get it wrong.
That's a good name drop on this show.
Yeah.
Well done.
What, the Gospel of Matthew or?
Stalking.
Or Jan Arden. Yeah, Stalking.
I met Matthew, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And Luke.
You know, it's funny, a couple. When did we have Candace on? It was Mother's Day. Was that last Sunday?
Yeah,
it was last Sunday. So a friend of mine is named Candace Cameron. She played DJ in Full House, and she shared with us on our show last week about her own stalker that the FBI is now after.
Are you serious?
Yeah, cray cray.
Because I actually really love her.
Do
She's
you?
Great.
Yeah, you got a little Candace vibe yourself going on.
And I saw her a couple of episodes of The Fuller House as well.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
What do you think of The Fuller House? Hey?
I'm glad they did a reunion.
Yes. It's not your thing, though, is it?
No, I watched a few episodes, though, because I really do enjoy.
But you only watched it because of nostalgia. Did you dig?
Absolutely nostalgia.
Yeah.
Got a couple girlfriends together. We had a great night.
Yeah. Do you know Bob Saget is, you know he's a comedian, right?
Yes.
Have you ever seen any of his material?
Oh, yeah.
So not Full House. Just want to just leave it right there. Not Full House.
Really?
Okay? Yeah. He makes Howard Stern look like a nun.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. There we go. Who is musical in your family and who is horrible at music in your family? I would like you to throw someone under the bus during this conversation.
My dad always liked to listen to music,
yeah.
But he wasn't a musician.
No. Could he sing? No.
He liked singing along. He was had a lovely voice.
Could he sing or did he sing country?
He sang like Bing Crosby.
Oh.
Like, that's what he liked.
Okay.
That's what his vibe was.
Right.
So, yeah.
I can't even do. I got to work
that
on my
awesome.
Bit. Oh, thank you. I don't know what that was.
Like I was back in the 40s.
Thanks, Tim. So he likes Bing Crosby.
Like along,
any other musicians?
Yeah, I came from a very musical family on my mother's side. And like my brother played French horn and piano. So
Your
he would
brother
always,
played French horn? That is not a chick magnet.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So yeah, we were always very musical family. So he would always get me to come up and sing and...
Did you move from BC to, or from where, Vancouver area? Where were you?
I was in Vancouver, yeah.
Okay. Did you move from the center of pot in Canada to the center of crime in Canada, from BC to Toronto, because the scene is hipper here? Because there's a good scene out there. Why'd you do Toronto? Why didn't you go to LA? Oh, green card. That might be why. Yeah.
That's a fantastic question, because there are some great players. Like, when I go back to Vancouver, I always play with bassists like Jody Prosnick, and there's some wonderful players there.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I needed a fresh start. I needed the courage to go after something where I didn't know anybody. Because I feel like when you know a lot of people, I personally believe that that can kind of inhibits my growth.
Right.
I'm always worried about what other people think at some point.
You're worried about what other people think?
No.
You're so Canadian. Plus, if you hadn't come to Toronto, the guy wouldn't have fallen from the sky.
Yeah, absolutely. Intuition is a powerful thing, because all that my intuition and my spirit said was just go. Get in your car and go.
Do you think there's external forces at play in our world, in our life, things unseen that we really can't identify or put labels on?
Yeah, I think if we're not in tune to something, we'll miss all of it. But we have to, I believe we're responsible for being in tune to it.
Yeah. So how do you tune up?
A lot of quiet time.
Really?
Nature. High Park. High Park is my sanctuary in Toronto. I walk around there all the time.
Yeah.
The ducks and the lake, and it's great.
Yeah, and the playground I set on fire a couple of years ago.
But Home on Homes did a great job rebuilding it.
They did a nice job rebuilding it.
Such a great job.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was great.
When was the last time you were at Hughes Room? Because there's some lovely videos of you performing at Hughes Room. That was a great session you guys laid down.
Yeah,
well,
it's been a while. It's been actually, well over a year for sure. So it's a lovely venue, though. Great sound system, great vibe. So hopefully I'll be there again soon.
Good, good. Let's do another tune. What shall we do, Kara Matthew?
Well, on my album, I actually wrote a song that I wanted to share with the world, because I think writing is one thing and then being vulnerable enough to share it is another.
Yeah.
So for me, I finally wrote something with my producer, Greg Kavanaugh, that I was comfortable releasing.
Yeah. And what's it called? What's it called?
It's called I Never Knew.
And what didn't you never know? What? Try that again. I guess we just have to shut up, listen to the song, and we'll find out. There we go. Live on the Drew Marshall Show. What a pleasure having Kara Matthew here in studio.
Never knew I could feel like this. All of it happened with just one little kiss. Now you're here with me, the rest is yet to be. How did I get you to fall in love with me? Never knew I could feel so alive, or that I was such a sensual woman inside. I can't concentrate, I think I should hesitate from loving you. Never knew this kind of passion in my soul. Your tender words make me wanna lose control. Now I lie awake dreaming of you and all of the things I wanna do to you. I could feel so alive, or that I was such a sensual woman inside. I can't concentrate, I think I should hesitate from loving you. Other flames have come before, they've hurt me and then walked out the door. They make me second guess trust in your heart, when maybe you are really the one for me. could feel so alive. All that I want, I'll just send you a woman inside. I can't concentrate. I think I should hesitate from loving you. I can't concentrate. I think I should hesitate from loving you. From loving you.
Some baby making music right there. Kara Matthew live on the Drew Marshall Show. Wow. Okay, so
some exciting news is that
you're pregnant?
My first music video is coming out.
Well, that's sort of the same thing.
To that song.
Dude.
So it's very exciting on Tuesday.
That's
so
really cool.
It on Tuesday. It's my first ever music video.
Are you releasing it on YouTube?
Yes.
Nice. Nice.
Very excited.
Are you happy with it? Is there, what's one thing you did? I don't know if I can. Or are you just like, this is awesome. Everything's awesome.
It's
so
it's
awesome.
It's great. The director, James Moore, did a great job, and he made me feel very comfortable in the all situations, so it was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need to know about gigs and CDs, and I want to try to help make you a little money, because it's one of the other reasons we do this segment on our show regularly, is because... Look, I'm a fan of music, and I've discovered there's a boatload of really great music in Canada. When I moved back from Australia 13 years ago, I didn't think, and I didn't know. What did I know? All I knew was AC/DC, right?
Yeah, right? They're from Canada.
Right? Speaking of AC/DC, sorry, chasing a rabbit here. No, Australia.
I know.
Oh, meathead. So, speaking of AC/DC, the lead singer can't sing anymore because he's deaf, so they hired Axl Rose, and he can't walk, so he's in a chair. This tour is sponsored by Depends. I'm telling you, that's just awkward. You know you're old when that stuff goes down. Anyway, sorry. Where were we?
You know you're passionate about touring.
Oh, look at you with the bright side of everything. Hey,
it's
so
great.
Positive.
Inspiring.
Is your husband a negative jerk? Because it's got to be like a positive negative balance thing, right? Or are you guys just like the Waltons?
We're yin and yang. You can call that what you like, but
yeah. Tour. I want to go. I want to see. Maybe not a tour, but some of your shows. I want to go to one of your shows.
Yeah,
Matter of fact, you're playing Guelph soon.
Oh yes. So
it's
what
a great
I
room.
Love about your show too is I'm playing in a few parts of Southern Ontario. Really. Yeah. So I'm in Toronto on May 27th in the Old Mill Toronto in the Homesmith Bar. So that's really fun.
That's a nice warm venue.
And then on Saturday the 28th, there's a great place called Cafe Mate in St. Catharines, Ontario. So the Niagara folk.
Okay.
Can go to that.
Yep.
And then also Guelph, as you mentioned, at a fabulous venue too called Manhattan's. Mm-hmm. And so I'm there on June 4th.
Okay.
And then a great Hamilton gig on the 21st. So there's lots of stuff going on, even Collingwood on the July long weekend.
Nice.
So there's lots of stuff going on.
Do you remember where you're playing Collingwood?
In Collingwood, the Huron Club.
Okay.
So just got booked. So
what day is that? Do you know what
the
day?
The 2nd, July 2nd.
What day?
In Collingwood.
What
it's day? A Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the 1st is a Friday.
Will you go up the day before and maybe spend the night? Here's why I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It, up in Collingwood, my favorite place to go to is the Scandinav Spa.
Oh.
Have you been?
I have been once.
You have been once?
I have been once.
Did you enjoy it?
I had such a lovely time.
Right?
A good girlfriend of mine treated me for... my birthday.
$50, spend all the time you want there. You got 3 different temperature hot tubs, 3 different temperature cold tubs. There's lots of tubs.
Did you go in the winter?
Yes.
Because it was great with the fire pits.
The fire pits are gone, golden. Hammocks. And,
oh, yeah. So great.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
Yep.
Anyway, I should get paid for saying that. So when you were 8, what did you want to be?
I would have loved to have been a musician and a singer.
But right from the start, you were...
Right from the beginning.
Really?
I had to go really back to what I wanted to do when I was a child, because that's what a lot of people say.
Did you ever lip sync with a hairbrush?
absolutely to Celine Dion.
Nice.
Really?
Hardcore. But I was actually singing. I wasn't just lip syncing.
Yeah. It's sad that her grandfather just died. Right? Too soon? Sorry.
Yeah, a little bit.
Sorry. He's pretty old, I'm saying, you know.
No
so
comment.
When you got proposed to, did you sing that Celine song at the front of the boat?
Yeah. Did you sing Celine?
No, I actually had to divorce Celine because I wanted to be her so badly that I had to pack everything up in my late teens and be like, you know what? I want to be me now.
There's the odd time when you sing, there's a little bit of, I see a Celine-ish thing coming out where it's that... You know what I mean? Where she goes...
Yeah, when she tries to speak French?
Yes, it's like a French thing coming out. It's like a man trying to crawl out of you kind of voice. This is not a good description at all. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? When she,
Strangely, yes.
Right, you know what I'm saying. No, you get. It's kind of like when you get grindy, right?
I love grit and grind.
Okay, as you just stop doing radio. Okay, so your inspirations over the years... Celine Dion, even though you packed her up. Who else?
That's a hard one. Diana Krall, in my late teens, I had discovered her because she had just come out with Peel Me Grape. And I was in grade 12, so I had a little jazz combo.
Right.
And my jazz combo instructor introduced me to her work. And so she actually was a big inspiration of why I wanted to go down this road. But I also saw two amazing performers live that I was really inspired by. Most importantly, her name is Corinne Allison. She's a jazz singer in the States.
Okay.
And I went to a little club in Seattle, and her live performance just made me realize she had me from the moment she got out on stage until the moment she left. And that was actually something Celine Dion didn't even do for me, because I felt in the middle of a Celine Dion show, I was getting a little bored. I was looking at my watch or my phone, and I felt the moment I saw Corinne do her thing.
So what was the difference?
For me personally, I saw more of myself in Corinne Allison.
And what is that? Authenticity?
I was going to say authenticity, but
you
Celine,
can't say that. I can say that.
Celine
you can't
is,
say I'm
but
authentic.
Celine is being her Celine, like she's being her herself.
Right.
So I just felt more drawn to Allison Corinne or Corinne Allison, which is great because I felt like I had someone to see what it's like, the whole everything. Jeff.
There's a little and Tim, I'll check in with you on this as well because I think you'll agree with me. There's a little resonance in your voice that I pick up on, and I think about Eva Cassidy.
Mm.
I think you have in your sustain. I think you have got a little bit of that going on.
I love her.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? I always get weird doing the whole "Ooh, you remind me this, you remind me that." Because to be honest, if you're a great musician, we should all get stuck at who you remind us of, because there really shouldn't be anybody else. And it's not about emulating. And I think a lot of Canadians get caught up in emulating.
Mm-hmm. Because one of my all-time favorites who I listen to all the time is Bonnie Raitt.
Hmm.
She has been a huge inspiration for me over the years, and so that's someone in the blues world that I really like to fuse a lot of different genres.
Okay.
And that's where kind of I really enjoy the roots and the blues from Joan Baez and people like Bonnie Raitt. So it's kind of, you know, I just, so yeah.
One person you want to meet before you die. Like, now that I'm crossed off your list, who else would it be?
Honestly?
Yes. Celine?
Okay, I'll give you two answers. Can I do part A and
you know
part
what
B?
I love about you? It's the quietness in between. You know, even your laugh. You pull back from the mic and keep it in.
No, I don't.
Oh, there we go. There you go. You're out now. All right.
Oh, that's a good one.
Who do you want to meet?
I would love to meet Oprah Winfrey.
I don't know who that is.
I would love to sit with her. She has a wonderful television show on
She's on TV? Yeah. Could I find her on the Google?
So I would like to meet her, but I actually, my goal is I would really like to just have the person that's in front of me that's present right there. I want them to be the
what
most
a
important
great
person.
Answer.
And it is. That was my A answer.
You are the Doris
so
Day
Oprah
of
was
jazz.
My B one.
You are so bright and shiny, and you are the Oprah of jazz.
Everyone's...
You get a CD, and you get a CD.
jump on our couch.
Do you like the spiritual stuff that she does, the Super Soul Sundays and the Deepak Chopra stuff and the Or do you just like her?
Yes, I do. I think she's tapping into an area where people need to reflect on themselves and raise awareness and raise a sense of consciousness in a different way. And I think she's doing that and her part, I believe. That's my opinion only.
You're interesting. No, I thought you'd be boring because you're really good looking and you're very talented. So there's got to be something missing. Just thought you'd be boring. All right, let's do another song, shall we? Rescue this conversation.
I love it.
What are we doing, Kara Matthew without an S?
I love the Bee Gees, and my producer, Greg Kavanaugh, really was wanting to.
Can you say his name any more times during this
interview? I know, right? It's a habit, because I just spent all day with him yesterday.
Oh, did you?
So he's right in there with me, with a lot of music endeavors. So this is a Bee Gees tune. And it's called To Love Somebody.
Oh, I love this song. I really do, actually. Ladies and gentlemen, live on The Drew Marshall Show, Kara Matthew.
There's a light, a certain kind of light that never shone on me. I'll live my life to be lived with you, lived with you. There's a way, everybody say, to do each and every little thing. But what does it bring if I ain't got you, ain't got. Baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my brain, I see your face again. I know my state of mind. You ain't got to be so blind, and I'm blind, so, so, so very blind. I'm a woman, you see what I am. I live and I breathe for you, but what good does it do if I ain't got you, ain't got. Baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody the way I love you. Face again, and I know my state of mind. You ain't got to be so blind, and I'm blind, so, so, so very blind. You don't know what it's like, baby. You don't know what it's like to love somebody the way I love you. To love somebody the way I love you.
I was wondering how you guys were going to get out of that. That was fantastic. Oh, my goodness. So you know it's a good song when your butt cheeks move, right? It's almost got me out of the seat. The only times I got out of my seat once at a concert. I'm kind of one of those fudgy, stodgy, whatever. Anyway, I sit. You know what I mean? I sit. I don't know if you can relate to that, but I sit. And then Earth, Wind, and Fire happened to me, and I couldn't sit. I was up like the awkward white guy doing the overbite for an hour and a half. It's fantastic. But that song made my butt cheeks move. So,
that's great.
Yeah. A lot of covers. What is your first original one that you ever kind of solidly put together, you know? I'm sure you kind of putzed around with a few things here and there, but that one that was completed and you went, yeah, that's my first song.
Yeah, I mean, that happened.
Can you remember?
I can, and I have it, and a couple of other people may have it as well. It was only for a chosen
few. Uh-huh.
Cause
it's like this radio show.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I do remember. And I think even, you know, I was waiting for piano lessons when I was quite young and always, you know, trying to figure out melodies and trying to write lyrics and getting emotional and teary and being like, oh, that's good or oh, that's not good. So I think now finally I'm at a place in my life where I'm really enjoying what I'm writing to share it.
Good. Good for you. Good for you. Well, I'm looking at the clock, and I want to give you a choice. Do we spin a track or do a track live? We're going to spin something going out anyway, but do you have another one ready
that
we
can do? Yes, absolutely. We'll do the title track of my debut album, because those three were from the new release. But this is the title track from my debut album, Make You Feel My Love.
Thank
and
you.
So they're both on iTunes. Both
see, look at that. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt again. You take amazing pictures. Like, I'm a pretty good-looking guy, but when someone takes a picture, oh, it ain't good, right? It's just not. It's not a good thing at all. You're so photogenic. It's not the first time you've been told that, right?
No, but there are some bad photos, too, trust me.
Everybody has a bad photo. You should see Tim's.
Yeah.
So, Kara, this is your initial CD, your very first one.
Yes, that was my debut album.
And the track you're singing again is called?
Make You Feel My Love. It's my favorite Bob Dylan tune. I just absolutely love it. So I wanted to record this. It was actually something that I would do with my brother.
You may want to clarify that quickly.
As I mentioned earlier, he was a piano player, and so this is one of the tunes that he would always pull me up. While he was playing and I would sing. So this song has meant a lot to me over the years. And so this is my version of Make You Feel My Love.
Beautiful. Well, again, let me just say, Michael, dude, so good to have you. You are a playa. Well done, man. I love it. And Adrian, you're a freak. No, seriously. When the three of you can carry stuff with the beat, the backbeat, and the bass, I mean, you don't need percussion. And for the three of you to pull it off without any percussion kind of speaks to your credibility. So, yeah, sweet job, guys.
Next time you'll bring your congas.
Yes, next thing I'll bring my steel drum. Yeah, I do have a steel drum. Anyway, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Kara Matthew.
wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met. No doubt in my mind where you belong. Go crawling down the avenue. Oh, there's nothing that I wouldn't do to make you feel my love.
With the showstopper, Kara Matthew, live on the Drew Marshall Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And the audience leapt to its foot. I wish you the best. You are just a you know, people say a Canadian gem, a real talent, a consummate professional. You're all that stuff, and it makes me sick a little bit. Actually, it just kind of makes me just a little. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much for having me.
We want to tell everyone.
You rock.
Thank you. We want to tell everyone about, of course, her CD, Everybody Hurts. It was just released this past March recently. The album includes jazz covers of songs from artists as diverse as Katy Perry, the Bee Gees, even 80s pop sensation Erasure. I don't even know them. The album immediately hit number one in the coveted iTunes Canada Jazz chart. True to its title, a nod to the classic REM song, the album is about reaching out to people so they feel like they're not alone. The album also features a first for Matthew, a song she co-wrote with producer Greg Kavanoff. Greg and I wrote something for this album we both loved and wanted to share with the world, inspired by the brave example of individuals like Malala. I can't even say her last name.
Yousafzai.
Thank you, Tim. Matthew encourages her fans to pursue their dreams, whatever those might be. What is your dream, and are you awakened enough to go after it? And that's why we wanted to have her on the show. All right, we're going to go out with a track. The title track?
Yeah.
There it is, folks. Have a listen. We'll be right back with more of the Drew Marshall Show.
When your days lie don't let yourself go. Cause everybody cries and everybody hurts sometimes. Sometimes everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along when your day is not alone. If you feel like letting go, if you think you've had too much of this life, well, hey.
Time.